Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
It was late at night as my taxi made its way from the airport in San Jose, Costa Rica, to the small hotel where I was staying. I was hungry, so after I checked in, I made my way to a nearby restaurant. As I walked the short distance, I noticed that the streets were filled with youth, say from ages 7 to 13, maybe 14. They were dirty and poorly dressed. They seemed to be milling around with nowhere to go. It made me a bit uncomfortable. "Who are all those kids on the street?" I inquired. And the look I received quickly made me realize this was a question I should not have asked. "They are street kids," was the curt reply. In most major cities of the world, there are thousands of children without homes or parents. Some have been abandoned by parents, some are orphans, and a few have chosen that way of life rather than live with the discipline of an established care facility. Of all those whom God has compassion and care for, there are two groups which seemingly head the list: widows and orphans. The Bible often mentions them at the same time. And what do the two have in common? Plenty. Both have been left in the world by someone who loved them. Both are enjoined by sorrow, and both are victims who often suffer extreme hardships. Long ago, the psalmist wrote that God would be a father to the fatherless and a defender of widows. While it is true that God's heart is touched by the plight of widows and orphans, it is also clear that He works through people and that He expects us to help provide for those who are in need, something most people would prefer not to face. Perhaps nothing more demonstrates the baseness of human nature than the greed of those who have taken advantage of widows and orphans. Even Job long ago described how wealthy men took advantage of widows. He described greedy men, saying, "Even the donkeys of the poor and fatherless are taken. Poor widows must surrender the little they have as a pledge to get a loan." Under the law of Moses, widows and orphans were given protection, at least legally. Deuteronomy 24:17 says, "Justice must be given to migrants and orphans, and you must never accept a widow's garment in pledge of her debt." In the New Testament, Paul instructed that widows, who were older women and had no family to care for them, were to be provided for by the church. Apparently, regular financial help was made available so they could maintain their dignity and live without begging. Today we have government programs. At least we have them in many parts of the world. But have we, as a group of believers, ignored the plight of those who are widows and orphans? Well, to bring the issue home, may I ask what your church does for widows or for those who have no parents? Not much, in all probability. Was Paul's concern only that they be kept off the streets and not visible, and not be forced into begging or prostitution, as is sometimes the plight of the homeless? Or was Paul also thinking of a support system, of loving care as part of the family of God? It's strange, really, that the pain of widows and the pain of orphans run parallel to each other. It shouldn't be. Families are the drive shaft of society, and that's well and good. Yet when we exclude those who don't quite fit into the mold of our families, it is a tragedy which not only reflects on our character, but besmirches the mandate of the Father whom we serve. Widows and orphans are very much with us. They belong to the Lord, and they should belong to us too.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.